Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for the Imagine Cup.
And I'm Gulnaz Alabegi. I work on the Channel 9 team, and I'm a technical evangelist here at Microsoft.
You seem very peaceful this morning.
You know, I just came back from San Jose. Mm-hmm. I went there for the U.S. Imagine Cup Finals.
Awesome.
And we'd been there in that same, it was a Microsoft campus over there, so we'd been there a few times. So it was a very relaxed live event. Usually I'm really stressed out. But, I mean, we'd already been there before. I knew the area really well. I knew the cameras really well. So I was like, so it was a peaceful vacation. And I got to see my family there, too.
Oh, that's handy.
They came to see me. So I got good work and play. So it was fun. So,
that is great.
Yeah. What about you? What have you been up to?
You know, I've just been working like a fool. We are wrapping up the online finals for Imagine Cup, mm-hmm. and we are just about through picking all the winning teams from around the world who are winning the online finals competitions and challenges, and we will be notifying those teams not too long after this episode of Imagine Cup hits the internet.
Yeah, hopefully by the time we publish this video, we'll have all the sessions up from the U.S. finals.
Awesome.
That we covered some pretty cool stuff out there.
Okay,
I was
so
really impressed.
What's something you saw at the local finals?
Oh my God, there is this one. Okay, so usually it's a team. Mm-hmm. This is one guy. He comes up on the stage and he shows us his game, and it's basically Angry Birds plus Donkey Kong plus awesomeness, and everyone's like, "Wow, this is like the greatest like game I've ever seen." And they're like, "How did you do it? Where'd you get the money from to do it?" And he's like, "Oh, I just put in like 2,500 hours last year and built this game from scratch. All the animations, everything. It was just mind-blowing. I was like, wow."
He's
a full-time student, and he wants to be a teacher. I was just so impressed. I was like, wow. But then the world-saving innovation, world citizenship, they built some amazing things too. But this one guy. My mind was blown.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually, I think I think the national team from Ukraine this year, I think it's Ukraine, consists of one 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like, and he won the national team.
Amazing.
He's going to go to world finals. Like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing what people can do when they actually get out of bed in the morning and make something happen.
They made me feel very lazy
yes.
about myself.
I struggle every day with that task.
Yeah.
That task.
But what do we got up on the news?
We have some awesome news today. So, as you may have seen on our website, but possibly not, we have the wonderful and the awesome and quite delightful Matt Smith
is
going to be hosting our worldwide finals event this July in St. Petersburg.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed that Microsoft can get a celebrity like that to come host our tiny little event.
I know. But you know, the truth is that he's really excited about what young people can do in the world,
mm-hmm.
and about the power of technology and creativity to change things. And when we talked to him, he took a look at what we were doing and just thought, like, this sounds
Wants
great.
Wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
I saw you guys have a video, though. Let's check
we
that
do.
out.
We do, yeah. We shot this video in London recently, and it is pretty sweet.
If you want a glimpse of the future, talk to a student. Students imagine the world the rest of us live in. Bill Gates founded Microsoft. Mark Zuckerberg designed Facebook. Mark Andreessen built the world's first web browser. Jerry Yang launched Yahoo. All when they were students. So what's next?
I want to make an app that will let us talk to dinosaurs.
Very cool, very cool. I look forward to giving the Stegosaurus a piece of my mind. Well done. What's next?
Instead of going to the doctor, I just do this. And when he wants to listen to my heart, I just do this.
Inner ear, balance, check. I love it. What's next? You air Dong Ting marvelous melodies. Bravo. What's next?
We wanted to prove that learning math could be as fun as playing a video game.
And we did at Imagine Cup.
That's what's next.
Microsoft's Imagine Cup is the Earth's mightiest student software competition. And this July, you can watch live online as I host the Imagine Cup Worldwide Finals from St. Petersburg, Russia. Students from all over the world will come together to show us all. What's next?
Dream it. Build it.
Live it.
Imagine.
Are you copying Matt Smith?
Inner ear balance. Check. Oh, I didn't drop it. All right, awesome.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it's a fun video. We did a great job. It was really terrific, and I can't wait.
Have you met him?
Just at the video shoot.
Oh wow!
And he was totally great to work with. Really fun guy. Really awesome. And it's going to be a blast this summer in St. Petersburg, and you'll be there, in fact.
I'm gonna meet him.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
So, what's next on Imagine Cup? The Facebook Creativity Awards. So, this is a brand new award that's open to all worldwide finalist teams who are going to be in St. Petersburg this July. Those teams can compete for up to $25,000 in Facebook ad credits.
Wow.
Meaning, it's like if you've got your app you've made, your software project or whatever, if you win this award, then you'll have a budget of $25,000 to spend promoting your project and your app on Facebook right there.
Like in the little side panel, I've clicked on those ads a few times.
Oh, we've all clicked on those ads a few times.
Yeah, they're so directed towards me.
I know. It's like they know what you like.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's really cool.
And so the way that you get this award is they're looking for people for projects that are going to integrate Facebook into the app.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're going to sign into Facebook, post stories from the app, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
or pull your contacts in and communicate them with them in a fun way. So they want to see like what kind of crazy ways people can come up with to add Facebook to their projects.
So the project's already made,
mm-hmm.
already submitted, and now they want to add Facebook, to be integrated in it.
Exactly. Okay. And some of them probably already have Facebook in there because it's free to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking to see like, hey, there's still a couple months left before the event, so there's still time to add Facebook to your project if it makes sense for it, and you can do it in a really fun way.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
That's amazing to have an app backed up by Microsoft and Facebook.
I know, I agree.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Sweet. Yep,
that's
so that's
awesome.
That's a Facebook Creativity Award we'll be awarding on stage.
Do they have to do anything special to sign up for this, or is everyone qualified if they integrate Facebook?
That's a great question. So they do. So in fact, starting May 15th, which is already passed by the time you watch this, we will have a form online where all of our awards that we're going to be giving this year, that teams can just go through there and say like, yep, which ones you qualify for, which ones you want to compete in.
Okay.
And you can just sign up that way, no problem, and we will get you in there.
Okay, nice.
Yep, it's
very
pretty
exciting.
Sweet.
What do we have up next?
Okay, so Avanade is a global technology consulting firm that's mm-hmm. a joint venture between Microsoft and Accenture.
Mm-hmm.
And they specialize in helping companies use Microsoft technologies like SharePoint and Office and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
And they are sponsoring for the second year in a row the Women in Technology Dinner at the Imagine Cup Worldwide Finals. So this July in St. Petersburg, we'll have speakers there who are women working in the technology industry to talk about their experiences and what's going on there. And it should be a great evening. It's open to all the students, all the folks who are there for Imagine Cup, including yourself.
I'll be there.
It should be awesome.
I like it's Women in Technology. Do you know any of the speakers yet, or are we keeping that as a surprise?
I think we'll be announcing that circa late this month.
I'm excited.
So, yeah,
there's some amazing
cool
women in the technology field.
I agree.
I'd love to meet them, yeah.
I agree. One of them is named Golnaz.
Oh, you know it. I'm going to give a speech at this dinner.
That would be awesome.
Yo, 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 everybody! That's embarrassing.
Great. And actually, let me tell you something. So when we were at in Russia recently to go to the venue, the hotel, and check it out and so forth, one thing we had to do there was to eat everything on the menu. So they actually did. Like, they prepared all the food they do for events, like for catering or whatever, and they had all the steam trays of, like, 30 different things they have and, like, 12 salads and 8 soups and, like, everything they have available to us. And everyone from Microsoft who was there, we had to go through and, like, eat a little bit of every single thing we possibly could.
That's the way to live life.
And then we wrote down notes about, like, this was awesome, I didn't like this, needs more salt,
very cool,
too fishy. And so that was it. Like, I think that was the only meal I ate all day because, like, there was no way to avoid eating ludicrous amounts of food.
Yeah. I like that.
It was handy. And that's it for us today at Imagine Cup. Thanks for joining us on ICTV, myself and Golnaz Alabegi.
I'm sorry. Did you pull that off Twitter?
What?
Where did you get that picture from?
Look, the internet is vast.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
You're using like your mind control powers. Like, I love this.
I took this picture and I was studying abroad. So I was 20 in Barcelona, going a little crazy.
That's your Barcelona hand?
Yeah, I was partying, like dancing like this. Yeah, that's embarrassing. Thanks, John. That's
You're
really
welcome, absolutely.
But I think we shot this episode in less than 10 minutes. That was my goal.
Oh, that'd be
Hopefully.
Awesome.
Hopefully, we'll see the edited version later.
We will see.
But,
and you know, this is our 10th anniversary.
Oh, 10 episodes together. This is adorable. I love it.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot, John. We've been through a lot together.
Cute montage. Okay, we're good. Thanks
to
very
much. To another 10.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.